Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
What about that news today? That Fingal County Council has issued an enforcement notice on the Dublin Airport Authority, the DAA, to reduce the number of night flights at Dublin Airport to a maximum of 65 between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. the following morning. The notice states that the airport operator has 6 weeks only to comply with the enforcement notice. The council said the notice comes following complaints about nighttime flights at the airport and the noise and so on and the frequency of the flights. I'm joined now by Louise O'Reilly, the Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal and party spokesperson on enterprise, trade and employment, and also by Aidan Flynn, who's CEO of the Freight Transport Association of Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. This comes amid very consistent complaints from residents in your constituency and around the airport, Louise, about the noise levels and the frequency, as I say, of nighttime flights. Do you agree with the council on this one, though?
Well, the council are seeking to enforce what are simply the planning conditions. I mean, it's not a question of agreeing or disagreeing. The planning conditions are there. Fingal County Council are simply seeking an enforcement order, as they would, by the way, if me, you or anyone else in the Fingal area was in breach of planning conditions. It's a very standard practice. Dublin Airport Authority can pretend to be shocked about this if they like, but they know. They knew that this was coming. They knew that they were in breach. They knew that the limit that was put there was 65. And what residents tell me, and believe me, they watch this incredibly closely, is that it's running at around 106 per night instead of the 65. So nobody is looking here for anything extra, simply the enforcement of those conditions. I mean, you know, I could come in here to represent the people of Fingal and I could say, well, we want an outright ban or we want all of this. That's not what they're looking for. They're simply looking for a level playing field and for
saying,
the DAA to abide
Fingal
by the
County
conditions.
Why did wait until now to tell us in the middle of peak season? And why only give us 6 weeks to rectify it?
But I suppose you could put that back to the DAA and ask them, and I note, Cormac, that they're not here, by the way, but you could ask them the very reasonable question, why they were operating outside of their planning conditions.
No, but deal with that question I asked first. Why only 6 weeks? Because they have put forward what seems to be some kind of a compromise. They say, give us 6 months to do this, or else suspend the condition. That's too onerous, they say.
The conditions won't be suspended, and that's not how Fingal County Council do business. The planning conditions are there.
What about 6 months?
It's entirely open to them. Well, they chose the time frame of 6 weeks, and they believe that that is reasonable. But
you if
know,
you don't, the, you see, the, here's the problem.
Sorry, Cormac, can I just go back? Can I just go back to the first principles on
people
this?
Are listening.
Because they have known, they know, the DAA know that the number is 65. They can count, so they know that they've been running at an average of about 106. They cannot pretend to be surprised now that they're being asked to enforce those planning conditions, which they know they knew were in place already. They should have been, but they should have been adhering to those.
What about then, if you stand with the council here and if you say that they must comply within 6 weeks, then the airplane schedules for the next 6 weeks are upended and people's travel plans, holiday plans, families listening in, they are now facing grave uncertainty, aren't they?
No, they're not, because people, passenger flights, I don't believe, would be affected. And I also these are nighttime flights. So this is past 11 o'clock and the allowable amount is 65. OK,
so I looked at the departures at Dublin Airport today for today and tomorrow.
And the DAA
there are regular passenger flights as well.
And the DAA have to, again, not over 65, though.
But hang on a second.
65 is what's allowed.
You don't know. You can't sit here and definitively tell me that passenger flights and holiday plans won't be upended.
I will tell you that the DAA have 6 weeks to get their house in order, but they also have known about the planning regulations and the planning conditions that were there for years. They've been there since the start. So the question really is, why are the DAA in breach of those? Why were they in breach of those conditions for years? And why, I mean, I would ask why it has taken Fingal County Council so long to put that enforcement order in place.
Flippantly, you said it's mostly freight that'll be affected here at night time, as if that didn't matter. Let me bring in Aidan.
That's not what I said, Cormac, and don't put words in my mouth.
Go on,
I didn't say that it doesn't matter.
You said
what
it'll be mostly flight.
What I say is, What I say is that the DAA now have 6 weeks. They've been given what Fingal County Council believe is a reasonable time frame to get their house in order and come up with those arrangements. They should be engaging with Aidan and with his organisation and doing
flights.
It now.
When I asked you about passenger flights, you said they won't be affected. And the inference here is that it's mostly freight or cargo.
Okay,
that so the question to you before I come to Aidan,
Cormac,
what should
you just
they
stop
do?
Putting words in my mouth?
What should they do?
What I said was I don't believe that they would be impacted. But what I also said, and I'll be very, very clear about this, this is not news to the Dublin Airport Authority. They have known about this. And I'll ask the question again, why are they not here? Why are they not answering as to why they have been consistently in breach?
Was available today.
I understand that, but they need to come out and explain this. Mm-hmm. They've consistently breached their planning conditions. And as a result of that now, they have created uncertainty. They've created uncertainty for Aidan's organisation. They've created uncertainty for the people who live around the airport. But this is on the DAA. This is not on the residents. It's not on Aidan and his organisation. It's not on Fingal County Council. It's on the DAA.
Isn't that the inescapable truth, Aidan Flynn, CEO of the Freight Transport Association of Ireland?
Well, good evening, Cormac. I think from the outset, it's important to highlight, I suppose, that critical to continued and efficient air freight service for Ireland is night flying. And freight flown at night counts for 38% of total freight volumes at Dublin Airport. And around 63% of night air cargo is transported by express freight operators, primarily shipping sensitive goods. And it is a very complex situation that cannot be resolved within 6 weeks because slot allocation and so on is planned at least a year in advance. So to make these type of changes within such a short period of time and actually in the middle of the tourism season is just incredible to say the
but
least.
But that's the legal situation now. The council is saying that they must comply within 6 weeks. How will that affect your business?
Well, just to put it in context, I suppose, is the Airport Noise Competent Authority made recommendations to amend nighttime flying hours between midnight and 6 a.m. from 11 till 7, and to move to a noise quota system instead of the fixed average of 65 flights at night. And that was a compromise situation which we, along with the DAA, have supported. And that was appealed to on board Planola, and a decision on that is pending on the 14th of September. So for Fingal County Council to pull the trigger on this in advance of that particular announcement mm-hmm. of the 14th of September beggars belief.
Okay, but leave that aside for 1 second. Can I ask you how it's affecting, or it will affect your business if it is to be, if they have to comply with this within the 6 week time frame?
Well, it's impossible. So freight is obviously competing for spaces from passenger flights, and there is passenger flights at night time in terms of continental Europe, Asia, America and so on. So for the dedicated express freight operators, getting in and out at night during the night hours is critical to the just-in-time supply chain situation.
So could it risk jobs?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a report published in terms of the impact of air cargo to the Irish economy. It's supporting 15,000 jobs. So it is really important now that the government focuses on the situation on board Planola and gets on board Planola to make a decision on the recommendations of the Airport Noise Competent Authority, which, by the way, was supported by Fingal County Council and is under the auspices, of Fingal County Council. Mm-hmm. So we need on board Planola's decision to be made as soon as possible.
Let me go back to Louise. Are you still as emphatic in your support for the council if this risks jobs?
The planning conditions have been in place, Cormac, since 2007. With anyone putting jobs at risk, it's the DAA. They have known about this. They are not unaware of it. They have had years. And in fact, if you look at what Fingal County Council has said, the DAA has not sought to remedy the unauthorised development and there are no compelling reasons for not taking enforcement action. That's what the order says. So the order puts it back to the DAA to ask them what it is that they have been doing since 2007 to ensure that they can operate. What they have done is they have operated outside of their conditions and those conditions are now being enforced. But those conditions have been in place now since 2007. I mean, we really should be asking, it is so regrettable that the DAA have not provided a spokesperson to explain what they thought it was that was going to happen when they breached those conditions.
Do you not accept that, Aidan, that if it seems to be the case here that they, the DA, are operating in breach of conditions attached to the planning permission given to allow the second runway, and if that is the case, no amount of argument about jobs or freight at night time is allowable, surely?
Well, no, I go back to the fact that the Airport Noise Competence Authority made recommendations on changes to those planning conditions, which have been appealed to On Board Planola. That appeal was supposed to have been actioned by March of this year. It's been pushed out and out,
yeah.
And now with a deadline of the 14th of September.
But what is the legal position here,
though?
The legal position, forget what is pending in terms of legal procedure. The legal position is that the conditions are 65 flights at night time on average only. And they seem to be in breach of that.
Well, I mean, 6 weeks' notice isn't enough time, and I think the council have it within their remit to allow that six-month facility, which at the very least is critical in terms of rearranging slots and everything else. And I go back to the point I made earlier on. These allocation of slots and the movement of airplanes, both passenger and freight, are determined long in advance. They're very complex international arrangements which cannot be changed overnight. And the other point to make, I suppose, in relation to Dublin Airport, a $320 million investment in a new runway, which, you know, effectively alternates the movement of flights from one runway to another and restricts night flights on the new North runway, is all managed and available and there for everybody to see. But there is very limited ability for the airport to expand passenger numbers within its current remit.
Would you be making the same arguments, though, Aidan, if your sleep was affected at night time and your health was affected as a result?
Well, I appreciate that. And again, within the Airport Noise Competence Authority's recommendations is for insulation arrangements for locals in the area. I, in fact, have a business there as well, so I'm fully aware of what it's like.
Yeah, but your sleep isn't affected, which is the point, isn't that right?
I live on the flight path as well, so I understand that. But I think, from a pure business perspective, in terms of us looking after the interests of our members and the international supply chain competitiveness of Ireland, this is of national interest. And in fact, politicians and government should be doing a lot more to kind of understand the complex situation that has arisen around this and deal with the On Board Planola issue as a matter of urgency.
Let me give you a final word, Louise, but before I do, read some of what the DA said today in their statement in response to this. They say they're disappointed by Fingal County Council's decision and disappointed by the provision of only 6 weeks for the airport to comply. An enforcement order in the middle of the peak summer holiday season comes despite the fact that Fingal County Council has already confirmed that having a cap on the number of night flights is no longer a fit for purpose way of determining how many flights should operate at night time, and recommended that a more appropriate noise quota should be introduced. As Aidan was saying, this recommendation from Fingal has been in the planning system since 2020. They're chiming with what Aidan is saying there, and surely that's a relevant point.
Well, I think what's relevant to this and what business needs and absolutely deserves is to have stability. What you don't get any stability if you are operating outside of those conditions. So I think for the DAA to act shocked at this stage, I think is a bit much. I'm going to say it again. I know I said it a few times. They should be here. They should be answering for this. Fingal County Council have issued an enforcement order to simply enforce those conditions that were there already. The DAA are the ones that have breached those conditions. The DAA are the ones who are responsible for ensuring A, that they abide by those conditions, and B, that they do their business within the what is permissible in terms of the planning that they have. They haven't done that, and neither are they coming out to answer for that. And I think that is absolutely disgraceful. The the residents deserve better. People doing business in the airport and travelling through the airport deserve better. The DAA should come and actually answer for what they are doing.
Well, Kenny Jacobs or anybody else from the DAA is very welcome to on this programme today or tomorrow to answer some of those questions. But for the moment, Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin and Aidan Flynn, CEO of the Freight Transport Association of Ireland. Thank you both very much indeed.